Today is Sunday, the 28th of June, the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, beginning the 13th week of Ordinary Time.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy.
Paul Zark, Jessica Fox, and I Am Son sing, Bless the Lord. What are the great things the Lord has done for you?
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Today's reading is from the book of Acts.
About that time, King Herod laid violent hands upon some who belonged to the church. He had James, the brother of John, killed with the sword. After he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. This was during the festival of unleavened bread. When he had seized him, he put him in prison and handed him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him, intending to bring him out to the people after the Passover. While Peter was kept in prison, the church prayed fervently to God for him. The very night before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his wrists. The angel said to him, "Fasten your belt and put on your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. After they had passed the first and the second guard, they came before the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went outside and walked along a lane, when suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting."
In today's reading, we hear of the killing of James, the brother of John, by Herod, then move on quickly to hear the story of Peter's release from prison. We take a moment to acknowledge the stark difference in outcome for these two beloved followers of Jesus. We hear that when Peter was imprisoned and four squads of soldiers were sent to guard him, the church was fervently praying for him. How and when have you been supported in prayer? And what difference did this make to you? As you listen to the reading again, in your imagination, keep company with Peter as he awakes and follows the angel.
The very night before Herod was going to bring him out, Peter, bound with two chains, was sleeping between two soldiers, while guards in front of the door were keeping watch over the prison. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his wrists. The angel said to him, "Fasten your belt and put on your sandals." He did so. Then he said to him, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter went out and followed him. He did not realize that what was happening with the angel's help was real. He thought he was seeing a vision. After they had passed the first and the second guard, they came before the iron gate leading into the city. It opened for them of its own accord, and they went outside and walked along a lane, when suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from the hands of Herod and from all that the Jewish people were expecting."
As we approach the end of this prayer time, we remember how the church was praying earnestly for Peter in prison. Who perhaps needs your earnest prayer in their current situation? Pray for them now, as you come to the end of this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.